mother says the reason why Kazala Masaki is a Buddha Sarashirato is Shema Yisa Guska Yoka Vidaite Amuya. As what's the Pirish of Daite Amuya is the big Mahlegis Rishayin. Rashi says that Daite Amuya means Chashubi Beinov, Nechos Allah Nesarfa, Umashe Afilu Regea. Rashi learned Shama Gemara is that it's going to be Chshuva Beinov. That's why the Yuri says, that's why the Gemara says Guski Yofer. And he's Chos Allah Nesarfa, and he's going to be Masha Afilu Regea. He's going to leave it afterwards for a second in the hyphen that he wasn't. The Rishonim asked different questions on Rashi. If you want to be misabed what the Rishonim asked, the Rishonim asked three questions on Rashi. Okay, let's see. Question number one. Tosis's question. My parich ki mishkachis lo nevat lei ha-pirish v'dayte lo shechos alei levat lo. Tosis asks that Tosis understood what's the reason why he's chosalei. Chosalei means because he wants to keep it for himself and he wants to eat it or he wants to use it. If that's the case, the same way that he's chosalei and he's not mevaroi, as therefore he's chosalei and he's not going to be mevatloi either because he wants to take it for himself. And that's how Tosis understood Rashi. And the Miri answers Bedas Rashi that we're not talking about someone who's chosalei, that he wants to use it. Chosalei means because it's hard for him to destroy it. Sometimes it's hard to destroy things. Because that's the chosalei. It's just hard for him to destroy it. Aber bittel wouldn't bother him to do, because that he's just saying it's bittel. He's not destroying physically the chayfetz. But to destroy physically the chayfetz, that's hard for him to do. And the Mashal points out that Tosis learns Rashi that the Svar of Rashi Shaykh by Bittel, even though he says that he's Chosel of Levaro, the Svar is Shaykh by Bittel too. And Rashi holds not that way. Because that was Shaila number one. Shaila number two on Rashi, Frank de Rabbeinu David, Adu Birushaya Skinan. We're talking about Rishayim, that when it comes to Pesach, they see a nice piece of chametz and they decide they're not destroying it. I read the Torah told us we have to destroy chametz. Every yid, when it comes to Pesach, he's on the destroy move. We have to get rid of it. As Adu B'Rishayim Askinan, we're talking about Rishayim that don't destroy their chametz when they find it. That's the question number two of the Rabbeinu David. And that, the Miri also asked the question. And the Miri answers that over here we're not talking about a Rasha. We're talking about someone that his Yetzer Hara was miskaber on him the first rega that he saw it. And he adds, and sometimes that'll even try to make a Ras Heter. Maybe I could find a Heter for it. It's not mamish he wants to be over that Vera. He just, it pauses him for a second. The Yetzirah got in control. And even though he's Mechuyav Levara, but still he's not a Rasha, but the Yetzirah will hop him for a second. It takes him a second to be miskaver. V'oi, he'll come up with a Ras Heter. He'll say, maybe I'll ask a Rav. Maybe we could find the Heter for this. Oh, because that's how the Miri answers the question of the Rabbeinu David, Atu B'Rishaya Skinan, that the Torah says to destroy it, that he's not going to want to destroy it. The third question is the question of the Ramban on Dav Dalet. The Ramban on Dav Dalet is on Rashi that Bittul means that his Das is that he doesn't want it anymore, to use it as chametz. If we're talking about someone that's Daita Allah, Afilu Lerega Echad, as Im Kain, he's Chozer from Bitulai. If he's Chozer from Bitulai, it's not a Bittul anymore. What's the Yisayit of Bittul? I raise a Kofar. I don't want it. I don't need it. But if it hits a Rega in Pesach where the guy is Daita Allah, where he wants it, and he wants to use it as a piece of Chametz, as it's bottle, the bittle mekeimo. As that's the third shiloh of the Rishonim, the shiloh of the Ramban on Rashi, that L'choyra, if he was kilu, thought for a second that he wants it, as it should be bottle, the bittle mekeimo. Now this Ramban is a chiddush, that if you choyze from the bittle is bottle. It's not mufurish that way. The Ramban is assuming it misvara. Rather, the Ran speaks out, lefi the way I learn bittle, mashma. Lefi the way Tosis learns bittle, that bittle is a regular hefker. As once you're mafker something, if you change your mind later on, you're not choyzer v'zeicha, it already was hefker. Of it being that the Ramban learns it's not a regular hefker, it's because ain't daitin a love is no asan akasiv. As lefi dvarai, if he's choyzer boy, as then the bittle should be bottle. And that, if you look well at the Miri answers also. The Miri says that when Rashi says that he's mashallah, Rashi doesn't mean he has das because he wants to use it as chametz. Rashi doesn't mean he has a rega where he really wants to eat it. He really wants to use it as chametz. Rashi just means it's hard for him to destroy it. It's offer. It's chametz. I know it's a shtick of offer, and I'm not being chayzer from the fact that I think it's offer. It's just hard for me to destroy something that looks good. Thus is the pshat. As the Rishonim understood Rashi, that when Rashi says that his das is, Rashi means his das is, he wants to use the chametz, he wants to keep the chametz, he wants to have chametz. As therefore the Rishonim asked three questions. And that's what the Miri main point in Rashi is Rashi's not saying he wants to keep the chametz, he wants chametz. The main point is, it's hard for him to destroy it. That's the point. Okay. As that's shlav number one. Thus is the three different shailas the Rishonim ask on Rashi, and the way the Meiri answers all three of them. As bedas the other Rishonim, that the other Rishonim learn, not like Rashi, yesh lode, when are you over on Baal Yerah? Are you over on Baal Yerah? So they learn, we're not talking about with Daita Allah. As when are you over on Baal Yerah? As on that is Aran, and the Rabbeinu David is very barichos about it. Yimamish explains it in the Prite Pratim. The Rabbeinu David says like this. The Rabbeinu David is mavur that if you're not going to leave the chametz over for a second, you're not going to be over Baal Yerah. Baal Yerah needs a Shia. So what are we arguing on Rashi? Rashi learns you're only over if you mash it because you want it, because daita Allah. The Rabbeinu David says the other Rishonim are arguing, even if it's not Daitan Allah, even if you don't want to keep it, but if you leave it for a second, you're going to be Oyv. The Chen is Mavur in the Ran, that even though he says not like Rashi, he learns you need a Shia. So what is it? If it's not Daitan Allah, what's the Shia? As the Rabbeinu David and the Meiri say, that the other Rishonim learned because people are going to be misrashel and they're not going to destroy it right away. It takes time to destroy something. You have to go over and destroy it. As the chashash is, Shema Yimsa Gluske Yofe, and he's not going to destroy it in the first second that he can. People take time. They don't jump to do things b'zrizin magdimin right away. He'll see it, and okay, I gotta destroy it. And he'll be a little bit lazy, he'll be misrashal, and he'll leave it for a second and not destroy it right away. Not because daitan Allah, not because he wants to keep it for himself like Rashi, but because he's misrashal. I gotta do something. It takes me a little bit of time to do things.
What does that have to do with Shusiyafa?
Nothing. Gluska Yafe is that it's not Pirurin and it's not Bata. That's everything's the same until now. This is just that's one Mahalach in the Rabbeinu David. The second mahalach in the Rabbeinu David is that even if he does it on the first second, but it takes time to destroy things. As in that time that it takes him to destroy them, he has to walk over, he has to either light it, or if you'll be a b'chol davar, he has to crunch it and munch it and destroy it. Oh, it takes time. Let's say it takes him 3 seconds. As those 3 seconds, he's over on Baal Yerah. He's destroying it. Okay. It takes him time. He's maybe an honest loshen or a shaygi because it takes him time to destroy it. But he's over. He did an avera. He has it. And kol rega verega that it's by him. Even if he's on the way to destroy it, he's still over. That's the two studim of the Rabbeinu David in what the avera of Baal Yerah is. On that, Zichur, you have the Shagis Aliyah in Simin Pei that he asks, he points out that Lefi Taisis, Achav Tes Amid Beis, a Mashal Manas Lavar is not over on Baal Yerah, as over here, if as soon as he finds it, he goes ahead and he destroys it, he's not going to be over on Baal Yerah. It's like Gara from Mashal Manas Lavar. As Lefi Taisis, Lechara, you would have to learn. It's talking about a misrash. If you'd want to say Alderif the Rabbeinu David, the Taisis Rush says that we're talking about where he's amazing. If you would learn that it's talking about where there's a Shia, it means by a misrash. He didn't destroy it right away. He didn't like jump up right away and hit it. He took him time. As that his rashlos is a bigger avail. Thus is the. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning, which we handled yesterday, was that maybe you would say, according to Taisis, that the heter is because it's Chomet She'ena Yadua, as soon as it becomes Yadua, you're over, and you don't need a rega of Shia B'chlal. The Olam asks, so what does the Gemara ask for Chimish Rachas Le Levatle? If you don't need a rega shia, what does it help? And that you would answer that if you mevatalit miyad, as then in a chinam you're not going to be over. Al derech mashal manas levar. But if you're not, bittul is miyad. It doesn't take time. It happens right away. Bittul is not an event that takes time. It's not an asiyah. But if you're not mevatalit, as then you're over. That'll be the kivun in Taisis. However, this shaila really touches into a very yisaidistic, a dakistic shaila. What is the iser of Baal Yerah? And this is something we touched on in different times, but it's good to like handle it once, ba'aymek. Is the iser of Baal Yerah a iser of owning chametz, having chametz, or is the iser of Baal Yerah leaving over chametz without a beer? If you learn the iser is owning chametz, having chametz, as then the rega you have chametz and it's matzah, you found it, you're over. I have chametz, I'm over. I own chametz, I'm over. I don't need time. But if you learn like Rav Nochum, that the Isser is Baal Yerah, and like Rav Shmuel says, the Isser is leaving over chametz without a beer, the pirish of Baal Yerah, Baal Yematzeh, is make sure that you don't have chametz. Don't leave the chametz without a beer. As then you would need a reg of shia where it's without a beer, kedei for you to be over the Isser. So what you talk in this shaila is telling in the oimik sheva mokim what the gedder of the iser of Baal Yerah is. Is the iser just having chametz, or is the iser leaving over chametz without a beer? That lechoyre is the mamakim of the shaila. Okay, so that's the gzeir. Freg de miri. Why are we choishish gzeira shema yimsa gluski yafa? We're talking about someone that's boydik kedin. Number one, atu birushayaskin and that aren't boydik bedin. Avada, we're talking about a yid that's boydik bedin. V'oid, if he wasn't boydik bedin, he's over on Bal Yirah because there's chametz. If he wasn't boydik bedin, there's gonna be chametz. As we're talking about someone that was boydik bedin, as how could it be that he found chametz of Luska Yafeh? L'choyra, the shayla, the miri, is not a shayla on the mitzias. Okay, he found. The shayla is, why should we make a takhanas chazal? Chazal only makes zeris for milsa de shchichim. For milsa de lay shchicha, chazal was not geyser. As Frank the miri, after a bedikas chametz, what are the percentages you're gonna find chametz? And we all know the percentages are very slim. 2%, 3% chance you're going to find the Gluska Yafeh. As that's the Miri's question. The Miri is asking that if they're a Bdika, good Bdika, the chances you're going to find it are 3%. Why are we being glazer for that 3% chance? As one Mahalach is that you find it in a Mokum She'ei Machnisim Bay Chametz. Hi, the chances that there's chametz in a makam shein magnisim by chametz is slim. Zartemiri, maybe he put chametz there for him to use, and he forgot it there. The rush is grader meduyik. The Gemara means that he missed it when he was boiding. And afilu achi, it's enough percent chance for us to make a zera. Okay. But those are the different questions that come up on Rashi's pshat. Shaila, how to learn if you argue on Rashi. The last Shaila is the Miri Shaila. Okay, now let's move on. Chimishkachas lei levasar. Zog the Gemara, Dilma mishkachas lei levasar isura. The Tosis Rid is a Shaila pshat on the Gemara. It sounds like until now we weren't talking about where you found it, basar isura. Now the Gemara is being mechadish Dilma Mishkachas la Lebasa Yisura. The whole Gemara until now is going that you're going to find it Lebasa Yisura also. Ayin Jamashe Kalma. Dilma Mishkachas la Lebasa Yisura. Velav Bishusa Kaime. Veloy Matzi Mevato. The Amar of Allah is a Shnei Dvarim. Eino Bishusa Shal Adam. Vasin Hakosev Kiilu Ein Bishusai. As why is chametz einoi b'shusay shel adam? As there's a dikduk in the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is Dilma Mishkachas Lei Lebasar Isurei. Meduyik, that the reason is because it's Asar Bahana. As Hashem will see, there's a makkah from the Hemshech of the Gemara also. Rashi speaks it out clearly in the Gemara before. Rashi on Vav Amid Aleph, Divrei Amaskol, Afilu Mi Rosh Hashanah Nami. Rashi speaks out, Isurei Hanna. Isurei Hanna is not Birshusa. Okay. As therefore, you could only do Bittul if you're a Bailim. If you're not a Bailim, as then, you can't do Bittul. Das steht in the Gemara. As mevur in the Gemara, two Chedushim. Isurei Hanna makes it Einoi Birshusai. And you can't do bittul when it's asur ba'ana. Today we want to focus in on those two nekudas. Number one, let's start off with the first one. What does isurei hana do? Koydim kol, why does isurei hana affect my bailes b'chlal? I own it. There's an isa ba'ana. So what? Isa hana is in yoyredeya. Bailes is in chayshe mishpat. Why does the Isser Hana in Yoyredeya affect my Bailis in Chayshim Mishpat? As Reb Shimon in Shari Yoyshir is Miyasik, that the Yisoid of Bailis is that you own it L'shtamish B'L'Chayfetz. As Lu Yiyah, the Chayfetz is Asa B'Hana, you can't be Mishtamish in the Chayfetz, as Eimazay, it's Paka the Bailis, Me'elah, because Bailis means you own it Lishimusha, to use it. That's what ownership means. I own it means I own it to use it. It's mine. It's mine for my usage. But if it's Asabana, you don't have usage, it's Mafkia, your Bailis. This is step number one. The question is, how far is it Mafkia, my Bailis? Does it make it legamri that it's not mine or not? As there's a shinoi between Rashi and the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is einoi birshusai. The Gemara doesn't say einoi shalai. Rashi in all the Gemaras changes the girsa from einoi birshusai to einoi shalai. Okay, good. Says they found ones that they had different gears in Rashi. Okay. Well, Kafi are gears in Rashi. Rashi over here says that it's Einoi Shaloi. And it's not only Rashi on Vav Amid Beis, it's Rashi on Vav Amid Aleph. Because even if Oiz Vahada found one on Vav Amid Beis that changed it, although on Vav Amid Aleph, they didn't find it. As Rashi in two places, Vav Amid Aleph, Vav Amid Beis, he brings down the Gemara, Isurei Hana Ha'enoi Shalom. Kach is Megiyus in Rashi. In the Ksois, in Simin Tov Vav, Siv Katan Beis, there's a very Yisaitis Digi Ksois. The Ksois dance, what's the Chesaron of Isurei Hana? Is it Einoi Shaloi or is it Einoi Birshusa? How far does it go? It's mamish not yours, or it's just Einoi Birshusa. As he brings, the Lashon of the Gemara is Einoi Birshusa. Abba Reb Nachum said, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says Einoi Shaloi. Rashi's meduyik that Rashi holds that Isurei Hana is Einoi Shaloi. And you could add to Reb Nachum, Rashi and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. In the Gemara over there, it says, you cannot be Yaitza Esrig with an Esrig Shel Erla. That's why you have to, one of the reasons, you have to be careful when you buy an Esrig that it has a good Ashkacha. You're not eating the Esrig. But if the Esrig is Erla, you're not Yaitza. As Rashi says, why? Because Erla is Aser Ba'ana. Ve'ena shaloi, ve'ena karina me'lachem. Asai Rashi over here, Asai Rashi in... As Reb Nachum asked an interesting question. Why was Rashi Megala Soidei that Isurei Hana is ena shaloi in our Gemara? Why was it necessary for Rashi to explain this Shita? Frat argues it was ena b'shusai. Why did Rashi change it to ena shaloi? Why is Rashi telling us that it's Einish Shalai? As Reb Nachum said, Rashi is coming to be Miyashiv, the Shaila of the Ritva on Rashi. The Ritva over here is, Rashi's Shita is that what's the Pshan in Bittul? Bittul is not Hefker. Bittul is you make it Ois Lechem. The Hainu, if you're thinking that it's offer and it's not lechem, it becomes ois lechem. Learn it out of Tashbisi. Freg the Ritvan Rashi. So why when it's asabana, you can't be mevatalit? Beer shailis haritva. The Gemara in Baba Kama, in the Mishnah Mem Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara Mem Hei Amid Aleph says, Ashara Nisko, which is asabana, you can't be moicharit, and you can't be makdashit. The Gemara in Baba Kama Samach Tes Amid Beis adds, you also can't be mafkarit. As it's a mafurish Gemara, Isurei Hana, you can't be mafkir, you can't be makdash, you can't be moicharit. As Frank the Ritva, Bishlema is hefker, Bittul is hefker. The Ritva learns like Taisus, Bittul is hefker. As the Gemara over here is Gavaldi. That's why you can't be Mavatalit after it's Nesabano, because it's Isurei Hana Veina Bishusai, and you can't be Mafkir. But according to Rashi, that isuriyan that learns that it's making it ois lechem, as who cares if you have a bailus to do kinyanim with it? You're not doing a kinyan anyway. All you're doing is you're thinking it's not lechem to you, it's not chametz to you. As why can't you do it? Thus crack the Ritva on Rashi. Zakir Nochum. That's why Rashi Badafka over here was Megalis Soidai. That he holds Yisurei Hana is Einoi Shaloi. He's not a Bailim Bechlal. As if Yisurei Hana is Einoi Shaloi, it's not his. As why do you care if he's thinking it's Chametz? It's not Chametz. He's not like a person in the street that walks over to a Chavitz and he says, I think this isn't Chametz. It's a Gonishvel. You need the Bailim, he's Kaveya, what his Shimushim in the Chavitz is. As if he says, I'm not using it as chametz, to me it's offer, sigonish, then it's offer. But if somebody who's not a bailim bechlal, he thinks it's ois chametz, as his machshava is offer, is bottle, is gonish. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. The Ritva, the shitasai, in sukkah, on daf lamid heyamid beis, the Ritva says Isurei Hana is Sheloi ve'enoi b'shusai. So the Ritva, it's a chsarn in bailus. You're not a bailim to do kinyanim in it. You can't be meicherit. You can't be matishit. You can't be mafkerit. These are all choshen mishpatika kinyanim. Choshen mishpatika schusin that you have when you own a chavitz. When you own a chavitz, you could sell it. You could be makdashit, you could be mafkarit, you could be kaveya the dine choyshe mishpat. If it's Isurei Hana, it's einoi bershusai. As you can't do a maisa mekach, a maisa hefker. Aber frek the Ritvan Rashi, but kittel you should be able to do to make it ois lechem. Aber therefore Rashi over here was megale that Isurei Hana is einoi shaloi. As being that it's einoi shaloi, you're not a bailim bechlau. If you're not a bailim bechlal, as im kein, you can't be say it's ois chametz. That luchayra is the kivun v'das Rashi. That's why Rashi will be a lishitasa that he learns bittul is making it offer, making it ois lechem, ois chametz. Rashi had to learn that Isurei Hana is einoi shaloi to explain our Gemara. This is Lechayra, the Das Rashi. Lemaisa, as Ashlamis Ha'inyan, the Beis HaLevi in Chelik Aleph, Simin Mem Ches, he has a Safa on this Ksais in Simin Tuf Tufa. Lemaisa, what Rav Nochum did was he took a Ksais in Simin Tuf Vav Sifkat and Beis. He pointed out Rashi says Eina Shaloi, the Ritva learns Eina Bershusai, it's the Ritva, and it's Tali, how you learn Bittul, how you gonna learn. The Beis HaLevi in Chelik Aleph, Simin Mem Ches, he brings the Ksais, and Kedar Goy Bekoidish, he says he has a Gemara that's Mashma like Rashi, and a Gemara that's Mashma like the Ritva. He says there's two sugyas in Shas that are a stira, whether Isurei Hana is Einoi Shaloi or Einoi Bershusai. Which sugyas in Shas does he bring? He brings a Gemara in Baba Kama Ayin Aleph. The Gemara is talking about where you're shechting a Shor HaNiskol or a Shor Shel Avodah Zarah. You stole a Shor HaNiskol, a Shor Shel Avodah Zarah, and you shechted it. Are you chayiv in Dalet Vei? Freg the Gemara. The rega you shech, the first second of the shtita, the first second your knife goes into the neck of the behema, it's neser ba'ano. Vilav demore kotova. It doesn't belong to the bailam anymore. So you can't be chayiv dalet vehe to the bailam. Zak the beis alevi, o mefurish gemara, Isurei Hana, lav demore kotova, is eino shaloi, and you potter from dalet vehe. On the other hand, Freg the Beis HaLevi, there's another Gemara in Baba Kama he brings Sadik Ches, it's Gemara in other places too, that if you steal something and it becomes Aser Ba'ana, you could return it to the Bailim and say, Harei Shelcha Lefanecha. How could you say, Harei Shelcha Lefanecha? Teina Shaloi! Let's make that Harei Shelcha Lefanecha. It's Eino Shaloi. How could you say, Harei Shelcha Lefanecha? As the Beis Halevi goes with the third Malach, it's not Eino Shaloi, not Eino Beshusa, it's somewhere in between. Lamaisa Nochum is miyasid from the Rishonim light, so you'll have to answer the stira of Ba'ayt and Achav. Mez Hashem, when we come to Baruch Kama and Ruba, we'll have to come back to answer it. That you could say Arei Shelcha Lefanecha, even if there's a chsarn in Eino Shelcha. Abba Enkan Mekoyim. As let's say it's an interesting question. So Lechayu, what's the nafkamina of Isuri Anav? It's Einu Shaloi and Einu Birshusai. Are you allowed to steal something from someone when it's Aser Ba'ana? Are you Ivan Leisigzo? Let's say someone has a nice Shor Hanisko. He has a piece of chametz on Pesach. Is it mutter for you to steal? If it's Einu B'Shusa, but it's Shaloi, it's also for you to steal. L'choyre, if it's, could you be Yorishim? L'choyre, it should be Tali on these Hakiris. Tein l'chachamim v'yechgam. Yesh l'odem v'yechgam. Okay, das is the Freck, the base mayor, and the prima godin upon the shayla on the shitas that hold the Surei Hana are Einu Birshusai. Why do you have to be Birshusai to be over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze? It says Lecha! It's yours! Lecha means yours! Bishleim Levi Rashi Surianos Enish Eloi. As therefore, you need Ason Hakosav Kiilu in Bershusai Kedei to be Avram Bal Yirah. Because if the Torah didn't put it back into your Rishus, once it's Aser Ano, it's Enish Eloi. Enish Eloi. It's not Lecha. Lo Yirah Lecha. It's not yours. Oh, but if you learn it's Lecha, it's just Enish Bershusai. I think you're not a Bailim. You can't be Moicharit. You're not a Bainim, you can't be Maktishit, you can't be Mavkarit, you can't be Mavatalit. But why aren't you over on Baal Yirah? That's the big shayla of the Gdeli Achrayim on the Shita, the Ritva, that learns the Gemara Kipshute, the Suri Anaz, Einoi Bershusai, and Shalom. Therefore, they want to learn that the reason why it's Einoi, the Pshat in our Gemara is it's Einu Shaloi because there's a mitzvah of Tashbis. Isurei Ano, that you have a mitzvah to destroy, that for sure is not yours. If it's just Aser Ba'ana, but you don't have a mitzvah to destroy it, you could keep it, that's yours. But if it's Isurei Ano, and you have a mitzvah to destroy it, Dos is showing Zichar, you don't have any bailus on it. You have to destroy it, you can't keep it. It's not like bailus on the chavitz that you mechuyev to destroy, to get rid of. That's what they want to say. But then they're learning in the Gemara that even though it says Einu Birshusai, but everyone's moida over here that it means Einu Shaloi Yisurei Ano. That's how they're learning. The mice of the Ritva is Mefurish, not that way. So Nochum's big Ritva, the Ritva is Mavur, that it's Shaloi, it's just Einu Birshusai. That's why he's asking on Rashi. For me it's good, Bittel doesn't help, for Rashi it's Shver. Boy, Rashi on Vav Amir Aleph mentions it's Mishum Di Suri Ano, not Mishum that the Bechid Chovas Bir. That'll be Shainim also. L'choira, you'd be able to say a different shot. In this shot, the Minchas Baruch in Simin Kuf says, yeah. The Sefer, the Minchas Baruch, is not a famous Sefer. The Chazenish said on this Sefer, Minchas Baruch, every yeshiva bacher should sell his pants to buy one. Mamish Kedai for you to have. Yeah. It was a very big Yisraelis Dekah. Okay. Azok the Minchas Baruch, that you know what the answer is? Zeye Gishmak. We've already been learning Pesachim for a while. We learned the Rabbeinu David on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ran on Dalet Amud Aleph, Vav Amud Aleph, the Ramban, that they all say Yisoy. By Chometz you need Shaloyu B'Shusoy. They say it in the Sugya of Maskir V'Soicher. They say it in the Sugya on Vav Amud Aleph also, by Yichud Loy Bayis. By Chometz there's a din, you need Shaloy U'Meshusay. You learn it out of Bateichem. I say, B'zei is Doch Gevaldik. The Ritva is one of those Shitas on Dalet Amud Aleph, on Vav Amud Aleph, that holds Chometz need Shaloy U'Meshusay. So Mela, you come to our Gemara, it's Doch Gevaldik. The Ritva Lishitasay. That the Ritva learns that is a mechilta that says by chometz is exeris akosif. You're only oyver if it's lachom b'shuscha. As the Ritva learns isuri anazeng b'shusay, you won't be oyver. And rather, you can make Rav Nachum Shekel Torah even better. Rashi l'shitasa in the sugi of yichud loy bayis learns it's not talking about by kibul alav achrayis. Rashi, we never saw a Gemara that if it's Einer B'Shusa, you're not over. As Mamela, Rashi held Chometz only Nishaloi and not Einer B'Shusa. Rashi on Dalet Amud Aleph also Lechayer learns not like the Rabbeinu David. As Rashi L'Shitasa, he holds Chometz only over by Shaloi. As Rashi is Gairus in the Gemara, Einer Shaloi. And the Ritva learns you need B'Shusa. Is mamish nifladik. It stems lahafli on how you learn what the gather of the Baal is. However, this is a big chiddush. Why? Because until now, when we spoke about the musagim of Einer Rishusa, we were talking about when physically it wasn't in his rishus and under his shlita. As the Rishainim says, when it's in a rishus of someone else, then you're not hoiver. Over here by Yisuri Ano, we're talking about what's in my house. It's under my shlita. The reason why it's Einer B'Shusa is a lumdish avot, because I can't be mishtamish with it. Who says that chesorin of Einer B'Shusa would be enough? Well, befrat, where does the Ramban learn it out from? Bateichem! It has to be in your bias. If it's in someone else's bias, it's not B'Shusa. Over here, it's in your bias. It's just in lomdis, it is a grayus under rishus. But the mice, it's in your bias. It's still a little bit of a chiddush. Not a little bit, a pretty big one. Yeah. Although that's what the Minchas Baruch says to answer the Prima Godim and the. That's why the Prima Godim and the Beis Meir didn't want to say this word. They saw the Rishonim, they knew the Ramban. But they held that that level of Einer B'Shus wouldn't be enough to say that you're not over on Baal Mulah. Okay. As thus is the Gemara. So we have a very Yisaitis the Gemara. Number one, what's the reason why you can't be Mavato when it's Einer B'Shusai? And number two, why aren't you over on Baal Yirah when it's Einer B'Shusai? Okay. Now we'll come back. Why can't you be Mavato La'achas Manisura when it's Einer B'Shusa? As we saw, the Ritva says because Bittul is Hefker. As a Bittul is Hefker, if it's Einer B'Shusa, you can't be Mafker. Rashi learns because it's Einer Shalom. As Rashi learns, you're making it Eis Lechem, as it's Einer Shalom. Lefi the Ramban that learns it's the in-between gather of Hefker, it's making that you don't have that son akosiv. As what's the pshat? Why doesn't Bittul help La'achas Mani Sirah? as there's a Rabbeinu David in the beginning of the sugya, the Olam could look at the Rabbeinu David the way he's mazver the Rav. Okay. So those are the different angles in the sugya. Bez Hashem tomorrow will be mashlim. Where is the Ason HaKosu Kilo English? So that's a whole new angle. And we'll go into the next Gemara of the Surah.